If you've started your search for senior living and care and are concerned about finances, it's likely you've heard the word Medicaid and the phrases straight Medicaid and the Medicaid spend down. But what exactly do these all mean for your mom or dad? I'm your host, Valerie Lynn, and in this episode, we're talking about Medicaid and Medicaid spend down and how it affects your search for senior living and care. Welcome to Desperately Seeking Senior Living, a podcast for sons, daughters, grandkids, and spouses who suddenly find themselves tangled in the search for senior living and care. If you like today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and check out our doable download in today's show notes for a printable summary of the show and a bonus tip. You're listening to our doable tips, short answers to your questions. Don't see your question listed? Send us a note. Then don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an answer. Hi, and welcome to the show. Questions about Medicaid are probably some of the most asked questions we get. What is a Medicaid spend down? Does it mean I'm guaranteed to qualify for Medicaid after I spend down? And am I guaranteed to actually be able to stay after I'm on Medicaid? We've worked with families that were really confused by the whole thing. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the different types of Medicaid and spend down and how they affect your search for senior living and care. But before we get started, I want to make it very clear this episode is not about how to qualify for Medicaid. Every situation is different. And in some states, the options are really limited when it comes to Medicaid. Sometimes there are long wait lists and very few options. And in some states, once you're on Medicaid, it means living in a skilled nursing facility, that might be the only option. So you'll definitely want to check your state for specific qualifications for Medicaid. But for this episode, we're just going to talk about that big picture when it comes to finding an option and with those limited funds. So let's start with the senior living communities or adult family homes. Those are sometimes also called residential care homes. We're going to talk about the ones that say that they accept Medicaid. So there are two different scenarios in which this could happen. They might say that they take straight Medicaid, or they might say they require a spend down to Medicaid. So let's start with the straight Medicaid. So in this situation, maybe you've already applied for Medicaid and the state's done their medical assessment, they've done their financial review, and they've given you a daily rate. And this is the rate that they're saying that they will pay a care setting to provide care for your loved one. So in this scenario, the adult family home or the community is saying that they will accept whatever that rate is, that daily rate that Medicaid gave, and that they will provide that care. This is the situation that is pretty straightforward. You've already been through the Medicaid process and you've given the provider, whether it's a community or an adult family home, you've given them that assessment from the state, from Medicaid. And so they are making a determination that yes, they can provide the care based on that rate. It's pretty straightforward in this situation. The situation that gets a little bit more complicated is that spend down to Medicaid. So from the community or adult family home's perspective, this is where they're saying that they require a specific number of months of private funding. So this is payment not from the state Medicaid program. This is money out of pocket from you, your loved one, and they're saying that they require this certain amount of time before they'll accept Medicaid, whether that's 6 months or a year, sometimes it's even 5 years. And they're saying that after that spend down time, that they'll accept whatever Medicaid says that they're going to pay. Now, before we move on, there are a couple of points that we have to make here because this is where it gets really, really confusing. And that is that many senior living communities that offer to take Medicaid may only have a limited number of licenses. So I've worked with families, for example, who moved in thinking that after the 2 years of private pay, that the community would accept Medicaid. But unfortunately, at that 2 year mark, the community came back and said, hey, we're really sorry, but we don't have a bed available. And what they're really saying is that they don't have a Medicaid license available. They're all being used by other residents. The other point that I want to make here is that some care settings may say that they accept Medicaid, but they'll only accept a particular daily rate. So, for example, they might say that they won't accept anything less than $120 per day. But if your loved one assesses under that rate, then you may be asked to pay the difference or to move. And on an important side note, there are very specific rules about contributing in addition to Medicaid. So when your loved one's on Medicaid, if you are asked to contribute, there are some very specific rules about that. So you definitely want to check those. So these become really important questions to ask when you're looking at Medicaid options. It's not as straightforward as it might seem. So you want to ask how many licenses are in your building for Medicaid. Are all your rooms licensed or just a certain number? And will you accept any daily rate? In either of these situations, of course, the tough part is that nobody has a crystal ball. We have no idea in these spend down situations what the Medicaid picture is going to look like. We don't really know what that daily rate is going to be. So some families choose to go ahead and move forward in these situations, knowing that they might have to have that plan B when the time comes for Medicaid. So this brings us to probably the most important piece of information in this episode. And of course, this is all going to be in show notes, so you don't have to worry about taking notes. But okay, are you ready? So here's the most important thing to know about Medicaid and the Medicaid spend down. A spend down to Medicaid means something completely different to a senior living community and adult family home than it does to the government program of Medicaid. So let me say that another way. A senior living community saying that they will accept Medicaid after a 1 year spend down does not mean that your loved one will qualify for Medicaid after 1 year. Why? Because Medicaid requires spending down assets until you've reached their financial requirements to qualify. They have their own spend down. So there's that phrase again, the Medicaid spend down. So now let's look at it from Medicaid's perspective. In order for your loved one to qualify for Medicaid, they not only have to have a certain amount of money or assets in relation to their care needs, but when they apply for Medicaid, they're going to do a 5-year look back. Medicaid is going to look back at the previous 5 years. They're going to look for additional assets, bank accounts, income, donations, money going out, and what is it used for? And then they're going to do a medical assessment to determine your loved one's care needs. They take all of this information, including medications, and they come back with either your mom or your dad doesn't qualify yet due to having too many assets or not needing enough care to balance that out, or they'll say that they do qualify and they'll give you that daily rate. And this is a rate that is for lodging and care, unless you're looking at in-home care, which is a different episode. That's not what we're talking about today. So your spend down to Medicaid could be longer than the community's requirement. Or your loved one's care needs may bring back a daily rate that is lower than what the senior living community or adult family home will accept. Or, and this is a really tough one, or your loved one's monthly income combined with lower care needs may mean that they make too much to qualify for Medicaid and not enough to afford the senior living community they live in. And in this situation, you may then have to look at other programs such as lower income housing, VA benefits, changing apartments. So maybe they're in a one bedroom and now you have to downsize to a studio, or in some cases, even shared living can be an option. So let's say you've met all the requirements for the care setting. You've applied for Medicaid and gotten approved. You've checked all the boxes. So you're good, right? Well, not necessarily. Several years ago, I worked with a family who moved their mom into an adult care home, and I was a part of the meetings. I was there when the home said that they would accept Medicaid after a year. The son figured correctly that a year was doable, and a year and a month later, that same son called me saying that the home sent his mom to the hospital and wouldn't take her back. They said that they could no longer meet her needs. The son was absolutely confused. He visited all the time, and he saw no major changes in his mom's condition from when she first moved in. It was his belief that the home didn't want to accept her back because she was now on Medicaid. Another family I worked with, and also a meeting that I sat in on, was with a community that said they would take Medicaid after a year. The year came and went, and I got another phone call from this family who said that their mom was approved for Medicaid after spending her funds down for that year, but that the community said they never got their Medicaid license and they were no longer pursuing one. Now, I've seen this work the other direction too. I've worked with families who thought the money would last, but mom took a turn for the worse and the care costs skyrocketed. And now they were faced with no longer being able to meet that community's spend down requirement. Or the family whose loved one's investments didn't do as well one year to the next, or who just lost track of where they were at and suddenly realized, maybe a little too late, that the money was gone. In most cases, communities and adult family homes will make exceptions. They'll do their best to work with you, but there are simply very few guarantees. Whichever situation you find yourself in, I think the most important thing is to keep open communication with the community or the adult family home about your loved one's finances. Start the process as early as possible and know that you might have to have a backup plan. Hopefully this episode gives you some insight into the Medicaid process, and hopefully it makes your journey a little more doable. Today's episode is brought to you by ClearPath Senior Living Solutions. ClearPath helps families find assisted living, memory care, and other resources. Find our contact information in today's show notes. Check out this episode's doable download in show notes for details, including industry terms and definitions we discussed, as well as a bonus tip from our guest. Have questions or your own tips to share? Leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. And until next time, make it doable.